This is 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cutting, Eureka, Arcata, and Petrolia. And streaming worldwide at KHUM.com. We're also on the TuneIn app as well. Going to go ahead and play a conversation that I had last Sunday with Joyful Raven and JL Wiseman about a play which is going on at the Arcata Playhouse Friday and Saturday. Well, I guess you'll hear all about it. You're listening to KHUM, and right now I'm sitting here with JL Wiseman and Joyful Raven, who have put together this piece called Tales of a Sexual Tomboy that is going to be at the Arcata Playhouse on Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. Tickets, $12. You can get them from the arcataplayhouse.org or Wildberries Marketplace. The play, definitely mature content. Now, this is a one-woman play with Joyful doing all the acting in it, and JL Wiseman is the director. Why did you all decide to go ahead and put together this production?
Well, I think I've been sort of accidentally writing this show for like the last 2 decades of my life. I'd always wanted to kind of try my hand at a one-person show. With JL, the director, working with my parents' theater company, JL did a lot of one-on-one directing where I was sort of doing long monologues, so it had that feeling. And so I've always kind of wanted to test that out, and I've been really interested in the crossover of stand-up and storytelling and the one-person show. And then also, I just think we're, like I was saying to you, I don't think that I did this because of the time we're living in, but I do feel like we're living in a time where the female voice, particularly the comedic female voice, is like having a renaissance and is blossoming. And I think that a lot of women my generation are sort of grappling with similar issues that I'm grappling with. So I found that out during the workshop production, where I was like, oh my God, this is so vulnerable and no one's going to relate. And then everybody was like, you told my story. And I was like, okay, we all have some problems then.
Yeah, it's becoming more and more like the ideas of sexuality, I feel like, in a lot of our culture is changing and shifting, which is really great.
Thank God.
Thank God. What attracted you to directing this production?
Well, you know, I really didn't know much where the show was going, but Joyful called me up and said she's been working on something and could I look it over, or could we chat? And it happened like that. You know, we've been talking for a year and a half about it, so it's been pretty organic, and slowly it's been fun. We evolved the show more or less from Joyful's life and ideas, and I was just been the Bernie Sanders to her, Joyful, trying to bring it out, you know.
Sweet. And Joyful and I were talking before the interview just a little bit, and you were saying that with a one-person play, the director has more of a hand whenever it comes to writing the play.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the sort of the relationship between the performer and the director is much more of a collaboration in a one-person show, as you know, as opposed to a traditional play where you have the writer and then you have the director. Here, JL's really helped me craft my narrative and like helped like provide a lot of structure to my ideas, and so it's been, you know, we bounce ideas off of each other because there really is no such thing as a one-person show. Like, it's not one person that does a one-person show. So you really need that, because that theater can't be practiced, I think, or really thought about in a vacuum, you know?
I would definitely agree with that statement, that's for sure. Why? Because I feel like that the more people that bring their ideas to something, as long as you don't get over it, that sometimes helps it flourish, especially whenever you're with other individuals that you can play off of well.
Yeah.
Now we've got a triangle. We've got Sienna, who's come in. That's her seat. So we have a three-way bounce now.
That Sienna is my cousin, who's a young woman, and she's very creative, and I enlisted her to be our assistant director, and she's great. She's younger. She's bringing the the 23-year-old perspective, and so she adds in. I like having
The scary stuff.
Yeah. My collaborator for the first draft of this while I was in grad school was also a young woman in her early 20s. So it was really great to, she was a queer lady in her early 20s. So it was really great to get her perspective. And so there's been a lot of hands, you know, on the story as well. There's been a lot of influence.
Will the production at the Playhouse be the first showing of this?
It will, yes. I did a workshop production of this show last April at Davis, which was great, at UC Davis. But now Jail and I have, it was a 35-minute show at that point, and we've stretched it out and turned it into an hour. And this will be the grand opening, the world premiere.
Nothing to add to that. How exciting.
The world premiere, dun dun dun.
And I hope this doesn't offend Jail, but I think of Jail as like my own personal Larry David. Jail's like in that same category of like.
Not Bernie Sanders. Huh?
Well, no, Bernie Sanders too, actually. You have pieces of both of them.
You said to me. I feel like I'm working with Bernie Sanders.
Well, it's true because I was telling you earlier when we were talking as well, it's been.
Bernie Sanders is Larry David, isn't he?
Yeah. There you go. Well, I like it because, you know, this is a show about female sexuality, but it's a show about sexuality. And, you know, we've had, you know, I'm in my mid-30s, Jail's in his 70s, and then the two other younger women who have been part of the process have been in their 20s. So I was actually surprised. I thought, oh, the people in their 20s are going to be, like, way over the stuff I was dealing with. But when I did it at Davis, like, the 20-somethings were like, oh, yes. Like, they all related. So I was like, okay, so we haven't gotten on this generation yet. But yeah, Jill, and yeah, Bernie Sanders. Anyways, yes, onward.
Okay, awesome.
Somewhat homegrown, that a lot of it takes place up here, in fact. And the big influences in the play, if you come and see it, go back in time. You know, her parents lived up here and so on. So there's a lot of local stuff.
They were original, you know, back to the Landers here in the 70s. So definitely a lot of my worldview around sexuality was formed here in the hills of Humboldt County, this soup. So yeah, there's a lot of references. And we're going to be playing the same weekend as Reggae on the River, I discovered. And I do a lot of poking fun at Reggae on the River, even though I love Reggae on the River.
Oh, come on out and see it. It's you want to give a... Brief synopsis without giving away anything.
Yeah, so it's an hour-long comedy. That's huge to say, but it's dark comedy. And I sort of take you through my hilarious and treacherous journey of, like, trying to find my own voice with my sexual interaction. So there's a lot of hilarious and embarrassing stories that I can't believe I'm going to share with you, but I'm gonna.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me. Make sure to see Tales of a Sexual Tomboy on Over the Arcata Playhouse coming up Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. Tickets $12, arcataplayhouse.org, or you can also grab them up over at Wildberries Marketplace.